And Philip Semple, PLTD, Georgia Creator. Today's date is 01/06/2022. Dictation is for Charles Parra. Parra spells P-A-R-R-A. Charles spells C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth is 06/12/1951. This is a 70-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Mr. Charles has a history of hypertension, hypothyroidism, hypogonadism, gout. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills? He said that since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care elsewhere into this. Said he has no complaints, period. Patient was given, last visit, he was given a sheet to record his blood pressure and return it today. He said he does the blood pressure at home, and blood pressure reveals normal levels at home, but whenever he comes here, his blood pressure is elevated, period. He said he thinks of driving these roads here and driving these highways and then walking into the doctor's office, but his blood pressure at home, he said, is, I quote, excellent, close quote. Patient also requests for his labs to be done at Quest, at the lab itself, and not to be done here. He said he will go there in the morning or some mornings or some other morning when he's fasted. He said he will want to get done today because he already ate, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems, all systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented. In no acute distress, his vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 153/99. Pulse 71. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen. Mildly distended secondary to mild obesity, period. No rigidity, normal bowel songs, no peritoneal signs, no organomegaly, period. No pulsatile mass, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, no peripheral edema, period. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is grossly normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is hypogonadism, number 2 is hypothyroidism, number 3 is hypertension, number 4 is gout, period. Next paragraph, patient was given a requisition to have a labs drawn at Quest. The labs requested are as follows: CBC, CMP, A1C, testosterone, uric acid, T3, T4, TSH, and vitamin D. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was sent home with the following medication: 1, Losartan, 100 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 4, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Metoprolol, 50 milligrams, 1 PO daily, 4, 90 days, number 90. Next medication, levothyroxine, 25 micrograms, 1 half PO daily for 9 days, number 45. Next medication, clothriathone, CHLORTHALADON, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. In fact, patient requests a consultation to endocrinologist for his thyroid issue and his hypogonadism. He was given the consultation. A copy was given to him and advised to call the office for appointment, date, and time. He said he will comply. End of dictation.